Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the perfect week to talk to CT Food Girly because it's Stanford Restaurant Week through this weekend, and who better to know all the best places that we should go than Alex from CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. And Saturday, I have the Stanford St. Patrick's Day Parade that I'm in at 2 p.m., so I'm going to need some spots to get lunch and possibly dinner afterwards. And you got some great picks for us, right, Alex?
Yeah, I do. I love that Stanford has a winter restaurant week because oftentimes in the winter, we hear that it's the hardest time for small businesses out there.
Yeah.
It's a great way to continue supporting, trying to try something new or go back to an old favorite spot. So yes, Kevin, as you said, this week is the continuation of the Downtown Stanford Restaurant Week. It runs from February 19th to March 3rd, so you still have until this Sunday to get to these tasty spots I'm going to tell you about. All the restaurants I'm going to list for this segment are offering the prefix $20 lunch and the $40 dinners. One of them is being the Americano, which is located in the heart of downtown Stanford. They're offering elevated American dining, really tasty crafted cocktails. For their prefix menu, I would get my hands on this apple goat cheese salad and their Nashville hot chicken sandwich for $20.
Oh, I love hot chicken. That sounds good.
Me too. And for their $40 dinner menu, I wouldn't pass up the French onion soup. They have a brie short rib ravioli on there and a caramel brioche bread pudding. I think that's a really great deal.
Yeah, that is a good deal.
Another tasty spot following that same pricing point is Bari 167. This is your classic, delicious Italian restaurant. Also serves specialty pizzas, paninis, calzones are on there too. For their $20 lunch, definitely try that bruschetta, fresh marinated tomatoes, then their penne vodka, which looks incredible for lunch. $40 dinner. I heard that the yellowfin tuna appetizer is great, and I did see a squid ink fettuccine pasta on there. Mussels, calamari, shrimp, all for $40.
It's funny. That's my go-to spot when we do the parades down in Stanford with the Thanksgiving, the St. Patrick's Day, and you really feel like you're in Italy. Like, it's awesome there. It's really good food, too.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go check it out again this week. And another one on my list is Bedford Hall. And for their $20 lunch, I'm thinking the tuna tartare nachos or that general style calamari sounds really good. Second course, I'm looking at their Cubano sandwich, or they have an olives and oil pizza that sounds delicious.
Ooh.
For their $40 dinner, beaten goat cheese salad, brick chicken, a diablo. I bet it's super spicy and really hits the spot. Bedford Hall is also doing dessert, so I'm obviously going for the s'mores lava cake over this raspberry cheesecake, but both sound amazing for $40.
S'mores lava cake sounds incredible.
And never pass that up. Last one on my list to finish us off here is Fish Restaurant and Bar. For that $20 lunch, they have a salmon lettuce wrap. Sounds nice and light for lunch, or pork belly lollipops, which sound really savory. Either a crab, BLT, spicy yellowfin tuna poke bowl, and can you tell I just love tuna? Then for that $40 dinner, I would do their New England clam chowder, their Cajun shrimp for dinner, and I would end my night with their dessert of the day. They're also doing $6 house wines and $10 flavored margaritas.
Nice. Again, this is a great time to try these places, even if you've been before, to, you know, go check them out again, support during the winter. I always say we are so spoiled here in the state of Connecticut because we have so many great restaurants and great areas to try food. And Stanford Restaurant Week still going on right now. And Star's always really involved with all the different restaurants down there that celebrate Stanford Restaurant Week. So I figure on Tuesdays we talk food with CT Food Girly, who you can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. So we talk about some of the best spots that we should check out. Right, Alex?
Yeah, I love that Stanford has a winter restaurant week. Often in the winter, we hear that it's the hardest time for our small businesses out there. This is a great way to continue supporting, try something new, or enjoy an old favorite. This week is the continuation of Downtown Stanford Restaurant Week. It runs from February 19th to March 3rd, so you still have until Sunday to get to these tasty spots. For our first segment, Kevin and I talked about all the delicious spots who are doing the prefix $20 lunch and $40 dinner. For this segment, I'm going to focus on the dinner spots that go a little bit above that $40 mark.
Nice.
I'm going to start us off with Bar Rosso. They're offering a $55 dinner. First course of their pulpo, which for those who don't know, it's octopus or grilled octopus. They have a mista salad on there, arancini balls with hot sausage and broccoli rabe. Sounds delicious. For the next course of dinner, they have a cacio e pepe pasta, a braised short rib, bronzino. That's a super tasty sea bass, white fish, very tender. For dessert, they have a panagot, and it all sounds amazing.
That sounds really good, yeah.
You can't beat that for $55.
Right.
Next, we have Blackstone. They're offering that $55 dinner. First course, I'm doing clam chowder. They have stuffed rice balls, Caesar salad, a farm fresh salad. For entrees at Blackstone's, they're having a filet mignon, Angus steak, salmon, pesto chicken, lobster ravioli is one of my favorites. It's on there too. For dessert, they're doing banana foster or carrot cake, cheesecake, and chocolate mousse cake. So lots and lots of offerings for Blackstone.
I love a good steak, especially filet, and this is the perfect chance to do that at a restaurant week in Stanford like that.
Right, you can't beat the price. And then next is Flinders Lane. They're offering that $55 dinner. First course is fried cauliflower or steamed chicken dumplings. They have red beet and spinach salad as well. For your main course, they're offering butternut squash gnocchi, braised lamb cavatelli, or Wagyu beef burger. For dessert, they have ice cream, sorbets, sticky date pudding, passion fruit pavala. A lot to offer here for Flinders Island.
Wow, that sounds great.
I know. Last one we have is Sienna. They're offering a $45 dinner. First course, they have lentil soup, escargot, mussels is on there too. Entrees, they have a meat tortellini and a cream sauce, that bronzino fish again, or a pork chop. And then their desserts sound great. Homemade bread pudding with a caramel sauce or homemade ricotta cheesecake. My favorite, tiramisu.
The cheesecake and the tiramisu, I mean, that's worth it alone for to go to restaurant week.
I think there's a lot of great Stanford restaurants on this winter restaurant week that they're still offering.
It's so true. Check them out. We'll put them up at star999.com so you can see them there. And go support and celebrate Stanford Restaurant Week till March 3rd. Thanks so much, Alex.
Thanks, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.